Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios, powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. So I mentioned Catholics talk about in the beginning and how I don't find anything from the Archdiocese of Philadelphia talking about Charlie Kirk. Apparently, there are some parishes that are doing vigils around that. You would think this does have a Christian-based bias toward it. Yesterday, Kash Patel did talk about under that back and forth with the senators that they were looking deeply into anti-Catholic bias. Remember the previous, and I don't know about you, the Richmond branch, remember surveilling people because they went to a Latin mass, taking down license plate numbers and sending that around with the FBI. This is one of the threatening groups. Devout Catholics or old-fashioned Catholics or call them what you will. But where is the Catholic Church when it comes to stuff like this with Charlie Kirk? Now, he wasn't a Catholic, we know that, but still, this is a matter of religious consequence here. That's part of why he was killed, because of his vision, his religion, particularly around the trans issue. And there's more developing today around this whole trans issue and the number of people that apparently are part of left-wing networks that may or may not be armed, may or may not have been in contact with this guy, Patel talking about that. So we're going to get on, hopefully, an expert on Antifa, but particularly this branch of it. And this is a very intimidating group. And Maisie Hirano, in kind of a funny way yesterday, gets into it with Kash Patel about something we often talk about the differences between men and women, why you can't have someone trans be in a woman's game. Henry, do you have that one zoned?
Yeah, I've got it.
Yeah, okay. Here's Maisie Hirano asking Kash Patel, why in the world to be an FBI agent do you have to do some pull-ups or a pull-up?
One question I had is...
Come on, Maisie.
That you are now requiring applicants to be able to do a certain kind of pull-ups. which a lot of women cannot because of physiological differences. Are you requiring these kinds of pull-ups?
We are requiring a physical program at BFTC at Quantico because FBI agents carrying guns in the field have to chase down bad guys and do really hard work. The physical fitness standards of those agents
are being appropriately assessed. So are you requiring these kinds of pull-ups?
We are requiring everybody to pass the 1811 standards at BFTC. If you want to chase down a bad guy and put him in handcuffs, you better be able to do a pull-up.
The reason I ask is that there are concerns about whether or not being able to do these kinds of harsh pull-ups is really required of FBI agents.
Doing one pull-up is not harsh, and there are always medical exemptions to that.
Oh, my God. Harsh. All right. So, I think the pull-up is a tricky thing to do, but I do think it's related to this, and I don't think they're doing it. You know, we always talk about, I know in my gym, you got to jump up and do that. It's rhythm and strength. That is brutal. But Macy Hirano got it said right there. The physiological differences between men and women. So how in the world then can you be? Well, because the argument is you're going to have people that are trans be upset. What are these kids going to do? So you just have to let them compete against women, even though women, according to her, can't do one pull-up. It's harsh. Right there. Well, this woman is beyond belief, wanting to know about rail lines to Hawaii. Why can't we do that across the Pacific? That was one of her all-timers. And she's there because Hawaii's nuts, too. But she's revealing the whole drama right here. She says it herself. No one forced her to do it. She thinks she's gone in to prove this guy trying to keep out women. Then she essentially says, well, women can't do harsh pull-ups. Well, what's a harsh pull-up? They're fine, you know, fitness. We've been through this before. Remember, Henry, I wish you had been there. It was the state police. This woman's group was suing to say these were out of line. So I did huff, puff, and cuff.
Oh, nice.
That was the name of it. At Andy's Diner. It was brilliant. I got it from somebody. Huff, puff, and cuff. And we had Walter Koss got we measured your jumping ability. Apparently, that was part of it. We had a machine, you know, the thing does that. It was a 200-yard dash, I think push-ups, and these women that were really in shape that did this, they ran 6 to 8 miles getting there, then passed the test with flying colors.
Oh, man.
To try to show that this was not anything unbelievable toward women. I mean, if you're going to be doing police work, we don't want people firing weapons. We want them to physically be able to subdue people. And that's not easy to do. You need upper body strength. So I'd love to see what a harsh pull-up really is.
It's outside, negative 20 degrees.
That's yeah, that's right. Yeah,
harsh
exactly.
Pull-up. We actually put the pull-up bar over a pit of lava.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, with sharks with freaking laser beams are swimming around there. Those are harsh pull-ups.
Well, and I think you got to jump to the sky to do it.
Yeah, you got to get on a trampoline, jump up there.
Yeah. I concede that doing a pull-up is not an easy thing for a male or female.
I can't do a pull-up. Agreed.
Yeah. Well, we've already established that, Kirk, with the two of us.
Yeah, so, exactly. Yeah,
right. I got a bum shoulder here.
I like the shirt, though, the Dom Time shirt.
That's
so
right.
That would work effectively if you were doing that. Okay. All right. Scott Jennings is next. Let me take Phil off the board here on Talk Radio 1210. Phil, what's your side question today? Hi.
Hey, good afternoon. I tell you what, like I was telling your producer, I would definitely embarrass the crap out of Krasner by every moderator just going at it a few times a shift and just say, hey, we're inviting you. We'll even serve you lunch. Just show up.
Mm-hmm. Well,
take on some real people and get answers.
Well, we have put out feelers to Krasner over 8 years, whatever it is. We'll see what happens. Maybe Henry will have better luck. Phil, what's your Southern thing?
South of the border.
Yes.
South of the border. What a place to get your money. I think they have a long arm that grabs into your pocket from the highway.
Thank you, Phil. That's it. You know, the mileage, 200 miles to south of the border. I've not been to it. I think we went by.
Neither have I.
No. But it's got to be. It's incredible, the promotion of what they do.
I've been there. It's nuts. I mean, you can get anything and everything from one end of the spectrum to the other. Fireworks is the one thing that...
that's what you want on a long trip. All right. Scott Jennings, who really makes the 10 o'clock show fly, the angry Scott Jennings last night. We played you a little bit of that. He's next. Don't forget his new book, A Revolution of Common Sense, How Donald Trump Stormed Washington and Fought for Western Civilization. All right, he's next here on Talk Radio 1210.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
Apply, app only. Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, I would call him America's favorite pundit, second to none. Scott Jennings, we're honored every time he can come on here on the Dom Show. His book, A Revolution of Common Sense, How Donald Trump Stormed Washington and Fought for America, but also the title for Western Civilization. That is really brilliant. That's a key. And he has the Scott Jennings radio show, 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the angry Scott last night. Let's go to Scott Jennings on Talk Radio 1210. Did you feel the anger coming on? Now, Scott, I was watching with my wife, who loves every time you're on. Sometimes she goes to sleep or reads a book when Scott Jennings isn't on. So come on now. Four times a week we need. But she remembers that I was on the Montel Williams show, and a guest stormed off just because I had an idea about arming teachers in schools. It set it off. It was quite hilarious.
Yeah, well, first of all, good to hear your voice, Dom, and thank you for your friendship. I was shocked, frankly, last night at what I heard from Montel, who I've been on with before, and you know, sometimes we've agreed on things, sometimes we haven't. But it was another installment in this new effort to try to make this killing of Charlie Kirk into something it isn't. You know, over the weekend, it was, oh, the shooter is MAGA, he's conservative, and then that fell apart. And now the new talking points are, well, you know, this is just a love story gone wrong.
Yeah.
And honestly, the point I was making and what makes me so angry is we're in the news business. The news is very clear. He was motivated by left-wing ideology, transgender radicalism, and the Utah officials have made it very clear. There's really not – it's not in question, and yet – here we have people gaslighting America, and it kind of drives me crazy.
And Scott, I would add the Utah officials, the governor and the DA, are not the type of provocative guys that the other side can push back and say they're making. I mean, they're just straightforward, down the middle, the governor particularly, both sides and all that talk. How can you say anything other than what they're factually telling you?
Well, I think that what we're learning is the left and, you know, the media, because it's the left inhabits the media, cannot bring itself to confront left-wing violence. And they also cannot bring itself to admit that the narrative about politics in America is crumbling. The narrative is only conservatives, only right-wingers, only Donald Trump is the father of political violence. We know that's not true. And of course, there has been this massive promotion and protection around the transgender ideology. You know, we haven't heard anything about the Minneapolis shooting, and, you know, that went away. Why? Because it had to do with the transgender issue. We haven't heard anything about the Nashville shooting in a while. That was a couple of years ago. That went away. So the narratives they promote, when they are shattered by the facts, they just can't bring themselves to admit it. And they don't know how to talk about it, and they don't know how to tell the truth about it. And we're seeing it across the board. I heard it last night. ABC News, you know, had a major problem with it yesterday. Political pundits, analysts, nobody can just look into a camera and say what's true. And they'd be a lot better off if they could. I know that.
The woman that was next to you last night seemed to make that type of effort. She came on, I think, to say, look, the facts are the facts with this, Scott. But some of the other panelists and even the host seem to ignore that social media is aflame with thousands, if not tens of thousands of people celebrating his death. We have several of them here in Philadelphia, and making one of them is a tax collector in our suburbs saying, let's have more martyrs.
Well, there is also an effort to deny, as you point out, that people are celebrating this murder, and that those people are on the left, and that those people are doing it openly and publicly online. Thousands upon thousands of people are doing it. Some hold office, some hold positions of prominence in our communities. I simply asked the table last night, can we at least admit that this is being celebrated by thousands of Democrats online? And I couldn't get anybody to go along with me. And so I posted on my X account today, let's drop the examples in here to show them what's happening. But everybody knows it's going on. It's going on in every community across the country. There's some yahoo out there who just can't stop themselves from going online and saying, I'm happy about this murder, and I'm glad they're being exposed. Because do you want that kind of person working in a government building, teaching your children? I mean, whatever they're doing, I don't. I really don't. I mean, I don't begrudge anybody their political views, but these aren't political views. These are violent views, and they don't necessarily deserve positions of responsibility where they're interacting with the public.
You mentioned teaching kids, and, you know, that's where I came from to get into this, Scott. And Randy Weingarten, I have on three or four times over the years, always provocative. But in the middle of this, with the book on fascism again, calling people fascist, and I think you and a lot of people were trying to say, can we at least stop calling Trump and Trump supporters en masse fascist, Nazis, and Hitler? That would be a simple thing to start with. And then you tell us what you want that's simple on the other side.
Right. And this has been brought up. I've mentioned it several times. I can't get anybody to join me. I can't find anybody who will do it. Randy Weingarten, you mentioned, she was out spreading a lot of misinformation as all the facts were coming out about this. And for some reason, the education profession, whether it's colleges or other areas, it seems to have a high degree of people who are so, so happy that we had a political assassination in the United States. And I don't know why they feel like they can go out and say that or should say that. I assume it's because they think they work in the education industry and that nothing bad can happen to them. Well, some people are being held accountable. the killer wrote the word fascist on a bullet, etched it on the bullet. I mean, there's a direct link between this language, which I have heard for 10 years in my job on CNN, and what the killer went up on that roof and did. There's a direct, undeniable link. And, you know, I sat through an interview yesterday out on the set. Jasmine Crockett came on, was asked point blank, do you think it's wrong to use the word fascist and Nazi? Absolutely not. We have to keep doing it. I mean, just total doubling down on the language of hate, to which there's now a direct link to a high-profile political assassination. It is crazy.
Right. And, Scott, as I said, there are a lot of things that are kind of vague. Can't we turn down the tone? And then they don't specify. You're one of the few that's specifying. And I'm saying it this way. I've been saying it. All right, stop saying that. What is it you want us to stop saying that we negotiate? We at least hear it here. But that is the number one thing. Everybody knows why you don't go Hitler. It's out of bounds at all times. It just doesn't work with anybody out there that's in American politics.
I think there's great utility in just being honest and telling the truth.
Right.
You know, we got into it on CNN yesterday about the governor of Pennsylvania. He gave a speech about political violence, and I agree with him that we should condemn all political violence. I completely agree with that. Where he fell short, you know, the Democrats are holding up the example of what happened at the governor's mansion in Pennsylvania. See, even Democrats have this happen to them, but they fail to point out it was a left-wing, free Palestine terrorist radical who did it.
Exactly right.
And so my point has been, if you're going to try to ask everybody to take a stand against political violence, it does us no good to ignore the source of it. And you've got Luigi Mangione on trial in New York City. I saw the video myself. Thousands of people out in front of the courthouse. Free Luigi. These are radical leftists. You've got the situation in Pennsylvania. You got the shooter in Utah. You have example after example of these radicals from the left who've given up on America and given up on civil discourse and moved themselves on to political violence and political assassination. The sooner we call it out, the better off we'll be.
We're talking with Scott Jennings here on the Dom Giordano Show. Scott, you kind of referenced last night, too, and if I were moderating, I would have let you expound a little bit more on the Charlie Kirk that you knew, because you do it in a way that wouldn't take up a tremendous amount of time, but be pointed and maybe debate it. You bill him, not just as someone you knew, and you can say that in a moment, but truly, as we see him as a mainstream conservative Republican figure, they see him as way out there, as way other.
Charlie held views that were center-cut conservative Republican views. He was pro-life. He believed in low taxes. He believed in smaller government. He believed in, you know, all the things that any sort of average, everyday, ordinary, garden-variety Republican or conservative Republican would believe in. He did not hold extremist views, even on the trans issue. 90-plus percent of America is in one place on this, and there's a fringe minority on in another place. He was with the vast majority of Americans on this. He was and is being portrayed by the left as some extremist who call him racist, misogynist, Nazi, what have you. It's just simply not true. So I was trying to point out that, look, you know, for the average Republican looking at Charlie Kirk, they go out and murder Charlie Kirk. They see somebody who was a center cut conservative Republican with mainstream views, and because he chose to engage in free speech about those views, they murdered him. What makes him different than any of the rest of us? We're all mainstream Republicans. We all have mainstream views, but the left has portrayed Charlie and therefore the rest of us, I think, as extremists and worse, Nazis, fascists. We've heard all the language. And that, of course, makes you believe, well, if you think Charlie Kirk should be dead or banished or whatever you want to call it, do you think that about every other Republican in the country? Because that's essentially what you're saying.
Well, you are particularly troublesome to that because your manner is so much different than anybody that could characterize it. And anything you say when you're angry last night, people pick up on it a little bit. It's so disarming. So do you have worries, Scott? I know you've tweeted about this, and you just said worries. Scott Presler is a friend and comes on often. I have a lot of worries about him. He told us just the other day he's finally gotten security. But the thing that really compelled me on Charlie Kirk, this was an assassination that you would see with a presidential candidate. If someone rushed him in an off moment or whatever, You see that kind of thing. But at high range, shooting at him in this manner, you just don't see that on a guy who essentially was a podcaster, talk show host, and somebody who lectured on colleges.
You do not see it. And it is, that's what makes it so jarring, because of the manner in which it happened.
Yeah.
The person who did it, we know what their motivations were. Yeah, it wasn't a random, you know, somebody stumbled into a situation and, you know, violence occurred. This was planned out. Not only was it planned, but then the shooter thought he was going to get away with it. He had a plan to get away with it. I mean, this was a premeditated, a plan to murder, and then a plan to get away with it. And so, you know, I hear people comparing it to other things. It's not really comparable to anything else in our modern history, really, other than Trump's near assassination and Butler last year. But even in that, the motivations of this shooter, of Charlie Kirk, are far more clear, and the evidence is far more compelling. And so when you – yes, I mean, to answer your question, yes, I do have concerns, because it is apparent to me now that there are lots of people on the left who do believe and have embraced assassination culture. The polling is clear. There are lots of liberals out there who believe that political violence can be an acceptable way to deal with our political problems or political discussions in America. It's far more prevalent on the left than the right. And given the thousands of people who are celebrating it, you wonder who's out there that's going to take matters into their own hands.
Absolutely. Now, the book, A Revolution of Common Sense, How Donald Trump Stormed Washington and Fought for Western Civilization. I really hope when the tour starts, et cetera, and the promotion, I just can't get over. I write notes to myself. If I were writing a book, that's what I'd say. America, yes, but Western civilization. I don't know, was you or colleagues and you coming together, how did you come up with saying, no, it's about Western civilization, Scott?
Well, this topic has been on my mind for a long time. Truthfully, Elon Musk, he used to talk about this, and I think he was the first person I really thought, wow, this guy is thinking broader than just our day-to-day political battles. And so that got me to thinking about it. And then, you know, you look around the world with the mass migration crisis going on in Europe, presence over in England today. I mean, that country is on the brink of catastrophe, in my opinion, because of what's happened to them. And then you look inside the United States. You know, the civil discourse we have in this country is falling apart. The political violence, the number of people in this country who've effectively given up on what makes America great, the fact that we talk to each other, we debate, we speak, and we vote. I think it's all a fight for the future of the West. What is Western civilization? What is our society and our culture? What are the underpinnings of it? And are those underpinnings being taken away? So I think Trump's on the wall. I think he is standing up for the West right now. I think he's leading the West. I think there's a few other world leaders. Maloney in Italy is one. But leadership matters here. And if we don't understand that we're in a fight for the West, we're going to lose it.
Absolutely. Pre-order right now. How's that going, Scott? How's the process going?
It's going well. And in fact, I am in the process of finishing up recording the audiobook version. So if you like to listen to things on Audible or on audiobook, I'm reading it myself, and that'll be available too. The book comes out November the 18th, but you can hop on Amazon or wherever you buy your books and order it today. And we're coming to Philly. We're going to come and do a book tour there, stop with you. And so we're excited about that.
Well, and I know the drink of choice, Pellegrino water. I'm laying in a supply. I got a case of it right here in the studio.
I love that. Yeah, I'm trying to drink more water and less of the other stuff that comes out of my home Commonwealth of Kentucky.
Oh, you know? All right, Scott, have a great show today. When are you on CNN again?
We'll be back on with Abby tonight at 10 o'clock.
Boy.
And,
all right.
We'll see. We'll
this
see
is
what
a signal to
tonight.
My wife, must watch TV. All right. Thank you, Scott. Thanks for coming on
Thanks,
today.
Tom.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Scott Jennings here on Talk Radio 1210, A Revolution of Common Sense, How Donald Trump Stormed Washington and Fought for Western Civilization. It's the best we can bring you. He is just so much on point, the denial, the motivation. So Kash Patel, coming up, I want to center on that. At 2 o'clock, we'll know what the Fed does. I'm predicting right now, I don't think they're going to go a half point, which they should. Come on. This is political stuff here. Trump's right taking him on. I think they'll go a quarter point. Wall Street seems to be agreeing with me at this point. It's not a big rally anticipating this. I'm not sure if they do it right at two or they have to, hi, how you doing? Let's kill a half hour until we tell you, are they going to cut interest rates? It's a long time coming. Will it be a half point? All right, Henry, what's your vote? You got three choices. Nothing, quarter, or half?
Quarter.
Quarter. Kirk?
Quarter.
Quarter. All right, we got three quarters here. Wall Street seems to be saying the same thing. Scott Jennings, nobody does it better. He's revitalizing that show, taking on all comers, and he's particularly difficult because he's avuncular. He's friendly, but pointed. You know, you're going to get pushback. Montel Williams surfacing last night. I was saying, where's that tape? I wish I could get some of the sound from it. All right, get in on the side question. Fred Herron will be here at Sheriff Fred Herron, 2 o'clock today. Yesterday, they had the big court, all these people in the world and protesters out there trying to stop him, in my view, from protecting Bucks County. That's what they're up to. All right, 855-839-1210. Let's talk for a moment about living heart smart means paying attention to cholesterol goals. And for 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been a trusted ally in helping people reach those goals and supporting overall heart and wellness. Right now, Rescue is offering a free bottle of Rescue LDL XQ10 with every bottle purchase of Rescue 1250 Omega-3 soft gels. This is Rescue's most popular wellness duo. Just add Rescue 1250 Omega-3s to your cart. Apply the code TOGETHER at checkout. And Rescue LDL XQ10 will be added for free. Call him today at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code online at res-q.com, res-q.com. Remember, use that code TOGETHER, TOGETHER, when buying any quantity of Rescue 1250 Omega-3s to get the same quantity of Rescue LDL XQ10 for free. Again, just use the code TOGETHER, res-q.com. Do it today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, Dom Giordano show. So as we've been talking today about Charlie Kirk and Scott Jennings, just brilliant stuff. A couple of things. One, the CDC, the woman that was fired from the CDC in the headlines. We have some of that. And also, we have the House going after Kash Patel now around the issue primarily of Epstein, among other things. Here is the guy who asked the question we can't get enough of, if you remember. Hank Johnson, in his holding, sonorous way, would Guam capsize and fall into the ocean if the Navy put 8,000 more people in there. Here is Hank Johnson today with Kash Patel. What could go wrong? Claiming that Kash Patel is just a protector of pedophiles.
Why are you hiding pedophiles? Why are you shielding pedophiles? Why are you protecting pedophiles?
That is maybe the most offensive thing you could say to me, given the numbers.
Well, you have not released
given the numbers
files
of pedophiles.
You are aware of the Epstein client list that was published in the 18,000.
The gentleman has expired. The gentleman yields back.
Can he answer the question?
Can I just respond? Of course, the gentleman can answer the question.
Since I took over the FBI, there has been a 33% increase.
Sir, all of that started under Christopher Wray.
Your time is done.
No, it didn't.
The witness gets to answer the question, and then we'll go to our next
33.
FBI director, sir. And you're coming in here trying to take credit for something that a previous director instituted and largely brought to conclusion.
I take no credit.
I think it's
been
clear that the director has... numbers are so much better than the previous director.
It's deceptive.
If you want to answer the question.
I take no credit. The men and women of the FBI have seen a 33% increase in the number of counterintelligence arrests out of the PRC.
And so all of a sudden, when you coming in 7 months ago,
and
gentlemen, it's time
and
heaven expired.
And on the pedophile accusation,
go for that.
We have arrested 1,500 child predators in the last 7 months.
All right, so the beat continues. Patel, really, a different approach to this, an approach I think that's welcome, pushing back one idiot after another here. And Hank Johnson is, well, Maisie Hirano, at least it was kind of funny, about the pull-ups. He got into it with Eric Swalwell, and he used the same language that Swalwell usually uses, and he said, that's your entire career. So there are people out there today. Let me play you one, then I'll take a couple calls here. This is, and I might cut it here in the middle of it, Henry. This is cut 32. Charlie Dent is the old Republican Party, congressman from our area, the moderate. I once had quite a back and forth with him and John Kasich. We did a Politics and Pints. It was called Speaker Series. And this guy sees, this is, in his view, what Kash Patel has done the last 2 days in Congress is a part of the problem. A lot of it is refreshing. A lot of it with just this most inauthentic figure imaginable, Cory Booker, is exactly on point. Here's what Dent said about Kash Patel.
I want to, related to that, the FBI director had to, or at least was asked to acknowledge some kind of misstep in the Kirk shooter manhunt. And I want to play for you this exchange. I think it is with Senator Welch of Vermont. Let me take a look.
Could I have been more careful in my verbiage and included an A subject instead of subject? Sure, in the heat of the moment.
So that was a mistake.
I don't see it as a mistake. I see it as something working with the public to identify that there was a subject
in custody. If you put out a statement that says we've got our man, and in fact it turns out that you didn't have your man, that's not a mistake?
But that's not what I said.
Not as much yelling on that one.
Yeah, at least it was civil. That was civil, but
yeah. But not even acknowledging something that I think a lot of in the investigative community were like, what are you doing?
Of course. They made a mistake. They had the wrong guy. I mean, not very hard to say that. I was going to say, too, having watched the previous clip, I have never seen a Senate-confirmed individual you know, talk to members of Congress like that with ad hominem attacks. It just doesn't happen. And, you know, and basically tell a senator or a House member, hey, this is my time. No, it's their time. And they can use it however they want. They can talk over you. They can give a speech. I was just really stunned. But, you know,
Do you think the House is going to put up with that now that they've seen what the senators dealt with?
I think they'll have to. I mean, unless they want to throw him out of the hearing. But I've never seen anything like it. In normal times, you know, that person would probably not be in the job very long for making those kinds of attacks against the sitting members of the Congress.
Antoine?
All right. Let's put this, to Charlie Dent. Let's put this in perspective. We played this a lot yesterday with Cory Booker. Booker's time was up. Grassley, the chairman, recognized Patel because the two of them were talking over each other to make his statement then, his answer to the whole thing. And that's when Cory Booker did the Spartacus thing that he always does, and they got into it. And guys like Charlie Dent don't get it. Now, I'm not condoning every answer here with Cash Patel or anybody else, but the general thrust of this is, no, we're not going to have characters like Hank Johnson, Cory Booker, Swalwell, Raskin and others, and just sit there and have them fire away at you in this manner when really they're trying to fire away at Trump. There's going to be pushback. That's all that this is. That's all that's happened here. And a good bit of it was very effective. All right, let's go to David in Lexington, South Carolina. The South is the side question today. Hey, David, afternoon.
Hey, Dom, how you doing?
Good.
Man, I tell you, I had so many things to choose from, and I was going all over. And I had to settle on one thing that I think about most down here. It's the heat. My God, the heat.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you, David, I'm picturing you. Are you a fair-skinned type of guy? Because every time you do mention the heat, when we were going to Charleston, you said, oh, the heat. It was very pleasant. I realize it's random. You know, you can't go just by a few days. But, yeah.
Right. The heat. I'm not built for this. I'm just not. I'm built for cheesesteak weather and pizza weather up there in Pennsylvania. But yeah, I'm going to go with the heat. It's just oppressive.
I can imagine, at least my sense is in the Deep South particularly. Oh, yeah. It's got to be stifling. Good one. Thank you, David. Yeah, that's in a category. I can see that. Most films, most things that we see, it's usually not cold. The woman cab driver told us they did have snow a few years ago. Like an inch or so. And the world just ended in Charleston.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, everybody just stayed in the house. They couldn't believe. And she said it does get cold here, like 42 degrees.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's short sweater.
It's very pleasant. Yeah, exactly. All right. That's a side question. Fred Herron, the sheriff out in Bucks County, will be with us. Big doings yesterday, the hearing on his attempt to be kind of a backup, if you will, help to facilitate the work of ICE. That a lot of police departments and sheriffs across Pennsylvania are, Lansdowne even, constables there, are engaged in doing this. Also, a little bit more on Constitution Day. I asked Bill O'Reilly, today is Constitution Day, and we've kind of skipped past it. And I would maintain, on the left, the Constitution, the original intent, the original black letter law of it, is what the left dreads most. They don't like it because it restrains mob rule. It restrains this idea of just a up and down vote. You know, they don't like what I love. One of my loves, it's a strange thing. Every year I celebrate on that, is the Electoral College. It's just such a great idea, the compromise of it. All right, small states, they just want to overwhelm the flyover country, the red states, and things of that nature, and you would just campaign in New York and L.A. and Chicago, I guess, and run up the vote and cheat even more. So on Constitution Day, if this isn't inspiration from God, the geniuses that devised this came up with a compromise, albeit slavery still in there, I get it. But other than that, what they wrought has endured. It has endured every attempt to contravene it. The beauty of the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, backing it up. And that we have the amendment process, but it's difficult. They wanted it to be difficult. And the co-equal branches of government and how that plays out. So every September 17th, particularly the Constitution Center here, you'll hear people on the other side say, yeah, that's before we had a mini Hitler. You know, that's the environment we're in. But the Constitution and the original document has served us incredibly well. Okay, you can get in on any or all of this. Again, I'm just blown away the ability of Scott Jennings to be on CNN and in a rather pleasant way, yeah, there's a smirk or two here or there, to make his point and to just devastate the arguments of the usual setup people like Montel Williams last night, saying the guy that allegedly shot Charlie Kirk, it was a love affair. I'll play you the ABC guy who got into some difficulty for it. His apology was weak, who made that point also. Oh my God, how romantic these texts were. How smart this guy is. Why in the world would your instinct be to do that? Because they have trouble with left-wing violence. They don't want to condemn it. They don't want to lean that way. They want to give us the other side. There is no other side in this. 855-839-1210. All right, Dom Giordano's show. So tonight, I'll give you a full report tomorrow, going to the big annual gala of our buddy Steve Feldman and Zionist of America. Stacey Garrity will be there. I have high hopes for her. I've met her before. Dr. Oz campaign with her a bit. And Dr. Coates, Henry, one of your favorites.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be there. So we're sitting at the table with them, Ro and I. Last year, in an unusual situation, Rich and I were both honored by this group. And we had these typewriters with the horn.
Oh,
on
I remember
it.
That. Yeah,
it
was a great award.
I might bring it in again tomorrow. I have it in the Dom Dome there, in the archives of the Dom Dome. Right next to the poster or the that Dan carved out or used a saw or whatever of Larry Krasner picture that was pretty funny. So, yeah, it's on the wall there. And remnants of the box that Columbus was in, that's in the Dom Dome. We have that on the wall. And the picture of me, these guys ought to be in jail for fraud. No one ever looked that good. The picture of me on the cover of Jersey Man magazine. No one could look that good. It's like, who is that guy? The hairline, the tanning they just made so subtle.
I don't know if I've seen this cover.
Okay, I'll bring it in.
Oh, please.
Yeah, I'll bring it in. Yeah,
I need to familiarize myself with the Dom Giordano Show lore.
You know? Exactly. That's
so many
right.
things.
And you'll say, what the heck? Come on, this is fraud. These guys, I remember out there, they had the pixels, they were fixing it, the camera, the whole thing and all. Would you like a little bit more dark in your hair? Sure, why not? What the heck? Let's go to Tim in Westchester, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Tim, what do you have today? Hi.
Hey, can you hear me, Dom?
Yeah, I can, Tim. Go right ahead.
Okay, yeah. For the side question about what's special about the South is something called the Blessing of the Fleet, which is the shrimp fleet, and it started years and years ago before they had GPS, satellite, mm-hmm. and all right. that stuff. And it would start in the spring, and the people would just be hopeful that their sailors came back home.
I got you, yeah.
You know, not get caught up in a storm. So
yeah.
that's something that's very, the entire Gulf Coast
gotcha.
Has a Blessing of the Fleet Festival now.
All right, thank you, Tim. Yeah, Forrest Gump. You know, the number of things that you can do with shrimp, and when Bubba finally runs out of them. And then the whole scene with, I've asked Gary Sinise about that. He said, yeah, it was a hard scene to film in Forrest Gump. The scene with him climbing up to the top of the ship.
Oh,
all,
sure, yeah.
Discovering,
trying to get his sea legs.
Yeah, exactly. Well, right.
Lieutenant Dan.
Exactly.
You ain't got no legs.
I think that Dan's favorite movie is Forrest Gump.
Oh,
he's
really?
He's pretty much just said that.
Huh,
yeah, it's a great film, but I don't. Put it up there as the favorite.
Speaking of great films, I just want to touch on this real quick. In honor of Robert Redford, I watched The Natural for the first time yesterday.
Yeah, that's what I was going to, for the first time, I was going to work that into the side somehow or another. We got two good sides the next 2 days, but that scene at the end is just remarkable.
Oh, it's awesome.
Making the lights go. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the blood coming through.
Mm-hmm. Catcher notices, we got to throw him one inside.
Yeah, here. Right, exactly. Yeah, big left-hander out there. Flying the way they met, and the farm boy coming in here for The Natural. Yeah, and Redford was 47, I think, 47 or 48 when he portrayed that character.
It's crazy because he looks good doing it.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Like, I can't stand watching like a sports movie clearly like they're either not athletic or they just don't have it anymore. He still had it.
Exactly. He looks good in that. All right, we might do something with Redford. Coming up, Fred Herron, the sheriff out in Bucks County. Yesterday, the big court proceeding. We'll see how it goes. Can they partner up with ICE to protect people in Bucks County? There are a lot of people out there that don't want to be protected, apparently. They were there yesterday. We'll talk with him about that. We got Dom's Money Melody for a great prize, Qdoba again. And we'll get more of yours on the South on the side question. Plus, we are waiting. All three of us say a quarter point. If it's a half point, boy, it's going to be a huge deal for everybody in America. What will the Fed decide? If they say nothing, that's it. The gloves are, these are guys that might say nothing and they're building a building of $1 billion. For $1 billion, we ought to get a half point. All that straight ahead with Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.